from Russia with Love. Hello, this is the Naked Neuroscience podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow, and I'm reporting from Lake Baikal in Siberia. In this special episode, I visited Russia for a conference, and from there, we'll be finding out about how Russian neuroscience research is getting a colossal injection of cash from the government. Research fresh from the labs, how nicotine switches off attention in the teenage brain, and how a new technique is uncovering similarities and differences between the rodent and human brain. Plus, I visited the banya, a Russian sauna to be whipped with birch leaves.
It's really cooling and incredibly pleasant. I'm getting nice rushes of air to my face as you're whipping me. I don't know what to say, I'm speechless actually.
That was all in the name of embracing local culture and demonstrating science, or so I was told. This is the Naked Neuroscience podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow, brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. Off the programme, I was invited to the inaugural Siberian Neuroscience Conference at Irkutsk and Lake Baikal. After travelling over 8,200 kilometres from Cambridge, stopping by at Moscow Airport, and finally arriving in Irkutsk, a city nestled in Siberia, a population of over 500,000 and initially set up as a port town for gold trading and later to house political dissidents during the Decembrist revolt against Tsar Nicholas I in the early 19th century. I've flown through 7 time zones and now find myself not far off the latitude of Brittany and the longitude of Bangkok. From Irkutsk, a little group of neuroscientists took a little holiday. We spent 2 days to get over the jet lag and relax before the conference began. Nestling near the city of Irkutsk is Lake Baikal. It's the most voluminous and breathtakingly crystal clear freshwater lake in the world. So vast, containing 20% of the world's unfrozen fresh water. The lake and its surrounding ecosystem nurse over 1,700 species of plants and animals, 2/3 of which are unique to Baikal. Given this, and perhaps unsurprisingly, Baikal was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1996. In order to explore, we took a little speedboat. To escape into the wilderness to a hamlet housing 20 or so wooden huts, all nestled by the lake. Here we walked, sampled the local cuisine, where the menu was mostly fish caught fresh from the lake.
Уха, рыбный суп и пюре, все рыба наша байкальская.
Enjoyed the local tipple of vodka. And spent evenings by the campfire, singing and having some pre-conference science chat.